This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We didn't plan for this to become an agriculture show, but garlic has given way to strawberries in the program today, specifically a new kind of strawberry from the berry and fruit company Driscoll's. We got the CEO of the company, Soren Bjorn, into a studio to ask the obvious question. Mr. Bjorn, welcome to the program, sir.
Well, thank you very much.
So I will tell you, I have three of your new berries here in the studio with me, and they smell spectacular. I will taste a little later. But the first thing I want to know is, why did you feel the need to invent a new berry?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, each year we develop about 125,000 new strawberry varieties.
Really?
And we're mostly just trying to improve on the strawberry varieties we have.
Wow.
But every now and then we get something that's a little different.
Right. And so what makes this one different? Because I have to tell you, just looking at it, if I were walking by this in a supermarket, I will tell you it's a pale pinkish looking thing. There is a vague smell of peach coming off it. But if I was just walking by in a supermarket, I would say it's not quite ripe, actually. It's a little bit pale.
That's right. And so we've been using this white strawberry. And yes, there is such a thing as white strawberries. And they have incredible flavor. And we've mostly been using those to develop better flavored varieties. But every now and then we get these pink strawberries, and we've been trying to figure out what exactly to do with them.
So these things are, just to be clear here, they're called rosé berries, but they are alcohol-free. I will back away from the microphone, take a quick nibble, and then I want to ask you about sort of the berry business today. Oh, yeah. Oh, look, and the fruit is what the meat is white, too.
That's very correct.
Talk to me for a second about, I guess the global berry business, right? Because you have said it's not rocket science, right? You just got to get stuff that tastes good into people's mouths. But it's a price point thing. It's a supply chain thing. There are a lot of dynamics going on.
Yeah, I mean, the berry business is very challenging in many ways, but it is a great place to be. I mean, berries are healthy. They are very convenient. They're now increasingly available year-round. Our biggest challenge in the world today is really labor and the availability of labor. And that's not only true in the United States, that's true in pretty much every country where we operate.
Well, so play that out a little bit. I mean, are you impacted? You know, Driscoll's came out in favor of the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada free trade agreement. That has to be sort of top of mind for you, the trade wars and how things are going.
Yeah, I mean, certainly trade with Mexico for us is very important. It's an important market to us. Most of our berries in the wintertime come from Mexico. So, you know, we want to make sure that there's free trade between our two countries. That's very important for how we make investments and make decisions. We're a lot less impacted by, you know, any trade war with China. And there are no tariffs between the U.S. and Mexico.
Huh. For now, anyway. I mean, we'll see what the president does, right?
That's correct.
You know, this idea of creating new berries, is it, in essence, innovate or die? I mean, because, right?
I think anybody needs to stay relevant with consumers. And if it just stays the same thing over and over again, you know, consumers are going to stop coming back. So, yes, this is innovate or die.
Soren Bjorn, he's the president of Driscoll's, a berry grower here in California. Mr. Bjorn, thank you very much for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.